This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Even though you and I live exemplary lives at all times, sometimes what shows up on the internet about us is not exactly what we want to put on every resume and cover letter, right? The Pew Research Center has a report out this month with data showing that many of us feel anxious when managing personal information online. There is a burgeoning industry that attempts to help us with this, but how much can be done? Ben Johnson is host of our sibling program, Marketplace Tech, and he joins us here. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning, David.
So tell me more about, this is really an industry that's cropped up around hiding your information.
It is, and it's been around for a few years, but there's some new interest in this. This Pew report that came out this month, opinions are varied, but the general consensus is people feel like they're not doing enough to protect their privacy. And of course, that's where businesses come in, right? There's a company called Abine is one that I talked to. I talked to Rob Chevelle. He's the CEO of that company. He says he's seen more uptick in competition to his company in the last 6 months than in the first 4 years of its existence.
And tell me about these companies. What do they promise?
They promise to help you manage your data. Now, in the United States, where the First Amendment exists, that doesn't mean that they get to make other companies pull your data off the internet. What these companies promise to do is pressure those websites. So fill out a takedown form. And I talked to a venture capitalist at August Capital. His name is Howard Hartenbaum. He thinks pretty soon we're actually going to see companies that start to promise users the ability to protect their data even before they get it onto the web.
I won't be surprised to see a very interesting company come in selling a service for consumers saying, you pay us and we protect you from bad things happening to you on the web. I don't know how they're going to do it, but I bet somebody does that soon.
So it's not a cleanup service. It's almost like a protection service that you give them your information and they try to manage it for you.
What do we know? Are these sites making money?
Well, a lot of them make money through these monthly or annual subscriptions, right? I talked to a company called MyLife. Now, this company's been around for a while. I talked to the CEO. His name is Jeffrey Tinsley. He's actually flipped his business model. He said it used to be 75% was posting public profile stuff and maybe 25% was helping people take down. Now he says it's the complete opposite.
Ben Johnson is host of our sibling program here, Marketplace Tech. Ben, thank you.
Thank you, David.